Wiggly Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? Wiggly Superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Mamma Mia is a jukebox musical based on the songs of 1970s Swedish pop act ABBA. The Broadway production ran for a whopping 14 years. The story follows 20-year-old Sophie, who is preparing to marry and wants her father to walk her down the aisle. However, she has never known her father. In fact, she doesn't even know who he is. To find out the identity of her father, Sophie reads her mother Donna's diary and discovers her father could be one of any three men: Sam, Bill, or Harry. Joining me today in the studio is the cast of Mamma Mia from Theater 121, performing at the Woodstock Opera House Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, October 4th through the 20th. For ticket information, contact the Woodstock Opera House box office at 815-338-5300 or go on the website to woodstockoperahouse.com. Joining me, we have Christopher Plotz.
Hello, how you doing?
Janelle Graff.
Hello.
And Chris Griffin.
Good morning.
Now, Janelle, this is a jukebox musical, meaning it uses songs that are already mainstays in pop culture. What are some of the ABBA songs that audiences will recognize in Mamma Mia?
Well, they'll definitely recognize Honey Honey. They'll also recognize, I think, Dancing Queen is one of the biggest ones, for sure.
Cool. And now, Christopher, was it complicated to take these pop songs and turn them into stage ensemble numbers?
It's an interesting process, especially if you're old enough to have listened to the songs when they were popular, to realize that you're not singing the melody anymore and get into the actual parts. They actually sound really good. They've done a wonderful job of expanding upon the ABBA's... I just lost the word I'm looking for. The arrangements of their songs. Ours are actually really, really close, but instead of using a lot of instruments for it, it's actually the ensemble that's doing it. And the ensemble sings in all but one or two numbers out of the 23 that are in the show, so it's really important for it.
It sounds like this is a show where it's really fun to be in the ensemble.
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of work, but it is great fun.
Yeah.
Janelle, would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. It's a blast.
Okay. What is the most fun thing about taking ABBA songs and bringing them to the stage?
I think it was the adaptation of having an ensemble sing it. And instead of having just the plain tones of ABBA, there's a range of different vocalists, from tenors to basses to alto, soprano, that have different levels and harmonies that they include into the song. So I thought that was really, really cool.
Now, Chris, Mamma Mia is not a musical where you just stand around and sing. I'm guessing there's a lot of big dance numbers.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much every number except for maybe the closing two where Donna, who plays the mother, gets to belt out a couple of the dramatic songs. There's some big numbers. Voulez-vous at the end of Act One is the biggest song and dance number, and it has been extremely challenging. Chesney, who's our choreographer, has worked in so many moving parts that as a rookie dancer, I didn't understand until we all put it together, and her vision was just amazing. And it's just a swirl of people singing and dancing to Voulez-vous, and it works fantastic with added dialogue in the middle of it too. So it helps progress the story as well as the challenges of singing and dancing at the same time.
And the entire cast is in that.
Everyone.
So
yeah.
All 22, 23 of us are on stage during that number.
I bet, considering the size of the Opera House's stage, that has got to be a very full stage at that juncture.
Yes.
Now, Chris, you mentioned the choreographer. Is that Chesney Murphy is her name?
Yes.
Okay. What is it like to work with her?
She is, the word that gets thrown around a lot is amazing. And I with all sincerity, what she's putting together, I would say, isn't necessarily typical for the Opera House stage. A lot of different moving parts where as somebody who doesn't dance, doesn't see how these are all going to come together. And then all of a sudden, you all do one move at the same time when you've been working on them separately. She's got a great vision for the stage. She fills the stage wonderfully, balances the stage amazingly. There's never any holes or anything. And the best thing about her is she's very flexible. So even on the fly where she realizes something didn't work or was above our skill set, she's been able to back it up a little bit and work with us. And then we have two dance captains that have backed up Chesney that have worked with her in the past, I believe, Becca and Brittany. And we've actually had separate dance rehearsals on our own time to try and make these numbers as professional as possible.
It sounds like you have a very close ensemble. You're getting together for rehearsals outside of the normal scheduled ones. Tell me a little bit, Chris, about that sense of almost family that you've achieved.
Well, just last Sunday, a week ago Sunday when this airs, we had a dance rehearsal at one of the cast members' houses. And she's got a big garage that was cleaned out, so we used that for the dance space. And then everybody brought food. And we had enough food for probably 60 or 70 people. And when we were all done, we all went in the house and had another beer and then just got to know each other even a little bit more. There were some personal things that were expressed and a lot of hugging and a lot of support. So really, really good people.
Now, Janelle, it sounds like you have a really amazing artistic staff. How would you describe working with Susan Falbo, the vocal director?
I think she's fantastic. I really like working with her. I think everybody has liked working with her besides. She's very precise when it comes to your vocalization. So she wants you to be on point with your lyrics, with your tone. The way that she does intonation with her mouth and stuff is amazing. Because we couldn't quite get it at first, but then she brought all of us together in this when we were first singing, and she brought us all together to sing this amazing ensemble number, and the sound that came out of us from before she started giving us direction was incredible. It was incredible.
And Christopher, you have a wonderful director for Mamma Mia in the form of Barry Norton. Mm-hmm. I think part of what makes him such a talented director is he's also a teacher. What has been the best part about working with Barry?
With Barry, it seems to be, at least to me, seems to be very low stress. He knows what he wants. He expects it to get out of you, and it seems to work. There doesn't seem to be any conflicts on it. There doesn't seem to be any issues in getting what he wants out of you. It's just like, here's what I want. He gave me some new things last night, said, all right, we want you to do this. And after a couple screw-ups on my part, we got it to work, and it's going to look really good when it comes out in the show. He's been a real pleasure to work with.
Now, Chris, you have called Mamma Mia your part of your midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, both of my kids have been doing theater at Heinemann Middle School and Huntley High School now. They're both senior and a junior. And it kind of reignited my passion. I did improv in the 90s in Chicago like every other aspiring actor did. And I had signed up for email alerts with WMTC out of the Opera House. They were doing Legally Blonde at the time, so about 2 years ago, and get an alert for Christmas Carol. And they said, no, I don't want to do Christmas Carol. And the next one that came out was Spamalot. And I was a huge Monty Python fan. So my wife said, you should do it. And I'm a karaoke singer at best. But Kathy Camella, who was a director for WMTC, gave me the shot. And now this is my fifth show since February of 2018, including one at the Huntley Park District, Magical Musicals. So Yeah, five shows in a year and a half.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Your role in Mamma Mia is as one of Sophie's possible fathers.
Yes.
And it's actually your first lead role. What are some of the other productions that you've been in leading up to this? You did Magical Musicals. You did Spamalot.
Yes. Yeah, Spamalot, I was fortunate enough to be the Black Knight.
Oh, very fun.
So much fun. After that, I wound up doing Little Women, the musical, with Roger Zawicki as the director, Mr. Lawrence. It was great because, not to get too personal, I had just had a heart attack right before the show, and Roger encouraged me to keep up with it because Mr. Lawrence was really only on stage a minimal amount of time. But it was definitely a fun role, critical role with a great cast. And then after that, did the straight play A Few Good Men, where I got to play Captain Markinson. And then Magical Musical, which was a Disney showcase at the Huntley Park District. And now Mamma Mia, yeah, my first almost lead.
Well, tell us a little bit about the character that you're playing.
All right, well, Bill, he travels around the world writing travel journals, which is something that people used to do. I don't think they do it now with the with the internet.
They do vlogs now.
Yeah, now they do vlogs. But so his characters traveled around the world, and when he got the invite to come back to his childhood haunt, he talked his publisher into paying for him to go to Greece so he could be a part of the wedding and then write a little piece about childhood haunts revisited. And then, of course, hopefully gets to see Donna again and gets entwined in the mystery of who the father is.
And can you tell us a little bit about the other possible fathers?
Sure. There's Harry Bright. Harry Bright's played by Jeff Cook, and he's a British banker who knew Donna 21 years ago. And then there's also Sam Carmichael, who's played by John Barnett. Sam's kind of the main dad who gets the love interest with Donna going, and got some really great songs that he gets to sing. And Sam is an architect living in the U.S. and flies over to see his childhood haunts and see his old fling.
And Janelle, maybe you can chime in about the characters of Sophie and her mother Donna, who the story really revolves around.
The story with Sophie and Donna is a really close one. They argue a little bit, they fight a little bit, just like you would normally with your parents, but ultimately they're looking toward each other for support, and I think that expresses a lot of relationships within our lifetime, and it's really easy to connect with these characters. Allie Blakewell is Sophie, and Amber Dow is playing Donna. And the performances out of both of them are electrifying.
Wow.
Yeah, Ricky, in all honesty, a couple of the more emotional numbers that they've both sang have brought some of the cast members to tears during rehearsals.
Still do.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now you're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today I am joined in the studio by cast members of Theater 121's production of the smash musical theater phenomenon, Mamma Mia, playing Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through October 20th at the Woodstock Opera House. For ticket information, contact the Woodstock Opera House box office at 815-338-5300 or go to www.woodstockoperahouse.com. Christopher, you returned to the stage a few years ago after a very long hiatus. What brought you back to the stage?
Very similar to Chris. I was inspired by my sons doing it in high school, and I had the time, which I hadn't had for a very long time. I work for myself now, so I'm going to go do a show, and I try it out. I was very fortunate to get my first ensemble role with Shrek back in October of 2017 now, and I've been going gangbusters as well, making up for the 29-year hiatus that I took off. I've actually worked on one way or the other, because I do technical stuff as well, 16 different productions in the past 2 years that I've been doing this. It's fun to do. It's a good creative outlet, especially I'm also prop master on this show, so I get to come up with a lot of the props that people are using and have to find them out. And there's a lot of detail that's going in there that no one in the audience is ever going to see, but it makes all the difference. I have Greek stamps on the envelopes. I have real addresses on the invitation that have come out. It's just, you know, it's fun. It's being
very
creative.
Thorough. All right. Now, since returning to theater, you've been involved on stage and off stage, mm-hmm. as you alluded to. What are some of the more memorable productions that you've had the chance to be a part of now that you're back in the theater groove?
You know, every show I'm in is my current favorite show, which is the truth. We were talking in the car this morning about the one that you and I did with was August Osage County yes. at the MCC Black Box Theater. That was a very elastic show, a very trying show. It definitely pushed me outside of any envelope that I was in at the time to do it. I just did Pirates of Penzance at PM&L Theater in Antioch, and that was one of my bucket list shows that I had to do. I had to get out of my system, and nobody can see it here, but I still have my pirate mustache on.
will it stay on for Mamma Mia?
Yeah, Barry hasn't said I need to shave it off, so yes, it'll stay on. I think it'll work out with the
And I have to tell the audience, it is worth the price of admission. I love Christopher's pirate mustache. It's twirly at the end. It goes to the extreme. I love it. Chris,
yeah.
This is the inaugural production for Theater 121. What are some of the other shows coming up for the theater group this year?
Well, right after Mamma Mia, they go into Christmas Carol, which has been adapted by Thomas Newman. So it's going to be a new way of doing it. And I know the Opera House has done Christmas Carol a lot in the past, but this one's going to be a little different. After that, we go into Matilda. Then we have a straight play of Murder on the Orient Express, which sounds interesting. Can't wait for that to come out. And then we're going to close out the season with Newsies, which, of course, another big ensemble dance, singing and dancing show.
And Christopher, you are one of those actors who is comfortable in lead roles as well as ensemble roles. For Mamma Mia, you're in the ensemble. Mm-hmm. What is it about big group numbers that you enjoy the most?
To be honest, is the fact that I can hide sometimes. I have a background in singing choral music, so I really like having that choral sound around me. I am not a small man, so my dances are interesting and fun, and I am definitely the biggest thing on the stage other than the set, so it's kind of fun to still move around, and I think I do a good job for what I can for dancing, but it's nice to have others to rely upon and to support and just make sure that everything comes out the way it's supposed to on it. So.
All right. Now, Janelle, you also have a vital role in the ensemble. What is your theater background like?
My theater background, I think, was back, like the last show I did was back in 2003. So it's been 16 years since I've done anything to do with theater. I was in multiple plays and musicals in high school, but I never really did anything with the Opera House other than West Side Story, which was 2003. So I just came back into the fold.
And what brought you back after 16 years?
I was actually fighting a really big depression, and I couldn't stay in that funk anymore. So I found out in 2 days they would have auditions for the play. So I got a song ready, I got everything to go, and I just went out the door and I just went for it.
And what has the experience been like for you?
It's been incredible. It's been the best experience of my life. I'm so overjoyed and happy to be a part of this cast, especially with how close we've become with everyone in the cast. It's just incredible. It's just great.
You know, I have also battled with depression in my life, and so I find it very inspiring that you bring that up as well, one of the reasons to get on stage, because I personally have found that it is a cure for depression. It makes you feel positive about what you're doing, interacting with other positive people, and really giving back to the community.
Yeah.
So I think that's great, and I'm glad that it's working for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, Chris, every show has some magical moments in it. What are some of the magical moments for you in Mamma Mia?
Oof. Well, there's the Take a Chance on Me number, which which is so fun. Lisa Zarni, who plays Rosie, is my counterpart in it. And I've known her. She was the producer of With Me on Spamlot. So I've known her since day one of me getting back into this. And I was in A Few Good Men with her husband, Derek. And now we have a very interesting scene in Take a Chance on Me. And I hope Derek has a sense of humor. So that for me is as Bill, that's probably the thing I'm looking forward to the most. I love the witty banter that they've written into the scene three where the dads finally come on shore and stuff, where I get to interact with Sam and Harry, and we're getting to know each other and bring that relationship that we've established on the boat off stage onto the stage. And that's a lot of fun, because John and I have done, this is our third show together, and I've known Jeff Cook peripheral since day one, because Jeff and Karen are a big part of the Woodstock Community Theater. So it's great to get to work with them. So that banter is very well written, and then Take a Chance on Me is almost embarrassingly fun.
Is there good chemistry between the three fathers?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. We had a dance rehearsal on Tuesday where we're working on what's called the mega mix, the final closing. And if anybody's ever seen the show, it's a big, big, big production. But the three dads aren't out there very often. So we had a couple hours where we were going over our lines and then telling every bad joke we ever heard. And then finally got to go into the dance scene. But we spend a lot of time, the three of us actually have our own little message group where we message back and forth about rehearsals and possibly getting together for a drink or a beer or a burger. So the three of us have supported each other throughout the process.
Christopher, Mamma Mia strikes me as a show that pretty much anybody is going to enjoy. What is it about the show that makes it so appealing to such a wide cross-section of ages and backgrounds?
It's because it's a, as you called it, a jukebox musical. It is every song that is in the show, and there are 23 of them, you know. You've heard them on the radio. You've heard them throughout your life, and it's kind of that, you know, chicken and dumplings feel good. You know it. You're aware of it, and it just, it's comfort food. So it's comfort food on the stage. There are some very, very touching moments in it using those same songs, and it's a fun, feel-good show. It really is.
Janelle, we've talked a little bit about the director of Theater 121's production of Mamma Mia, Barry Norton. What was it about Barry that makes him the perfect choice to direct this particular show?
I think he has sort of a zazz to him. I don't know any other word for it, but yeah.
That's a good word.
Zazz, yeah. He has fun with the rehearsals. You can definitely tell that he means business. When he wants things to get done, we're usually talking way too much in the show because we're all so close, but he usually shuts that down right away and wants to get down to business, get it taken care of, but then also has fun with the show. So he's perfect for this specific show too, with the environment of all the dancing and excitement and happiness and sadness, and I think he's really great for the show.
Chris, there was a popular film adaptation of Mamma Mia in 2008. Will the fans of the film version be equally impressed with Theater 121's stage production?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I will say that our singing is a half a step up. You know, Meryl Streep was fantastic in that, and obviously, but I think overall, we don't have a weak link. Our ensemble numbers, they go into four-part harmonies. Christopher, with his nice deep voice, actually has a couple parts that just bring some songs together, especially Take a Chance on Me. Mm. You hear him through the bottom part of it. So I think the singing is a little fuller than it is, because obviously the movie, they focus on just the leads. And with the ensemble, you get a much fuller sound. And like I said, Amber and Allie, who play Donna, and Sophie are incredible and have brought people to tears already. So I think they'll be very much impressed by it.
And Janelle, what is the most rewarding thing about theater for you?
for me personally?
Yes.
Oh, I think it's the camaraderie, the special ability to join a group that's doing the same thing that you're doing, and all go into it with like a full on feeling of fulfillment.
All right.
Like, it's incredible. It's really great.
Christopher, I'm going to ask the same question to you. What's the most rewarding thing about theater for you?
It's family. I mean, you get to be creative. You get to work and meet a ton of new people. And you do. You come together. You make this happen. You move on with your life. And sometimes you work with them again and again and again. And sometimes you don't. But it fulfills a lot of needs that you need as a human.
All right. You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Today we've been talking with Janelle Graff, Christopher Plotz, and Chris Griffin from Theater 121's production of the Tony-nominated hit musical Mamma Mia, playing at the Woodstock Opera House Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through October 20th. For ticket information, contact the Woodstock Opera box office at 815-338-5300 or go to woodstockoperahouse.com. Now, Chris, as we end the show, if somebody wants to get involved with Theater 121, how would they go about finding out about information?
Well, you go to Theater 121's website and sign up for their email alerts. Like them on Facebook because they share a lot of the email or a lot of the audition announcements and shows that are coming up. So it's a great way to follow it through Facebook. And we're starting to have an Instagram presence also, but Facebook is the number one social media that they're using at this point.
All right, fantastic. So you can go to theater121.org or facebook.com/theater121. Woodstock. Thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you soon.